Good morning. Hat mic. So this is the word of Jesus speaking. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Let that sink in. You're chosen. You are chosen. And appointed that you would bear fruit. So not only are you chosen, but there's a plan, an appointment. Amen. So let us choose to surrender and enter into worship the King of Kings, who chose you. That's a sobering thought, isn't it? No matter where you are, what you did, what you didn't do, what you think you missed, what you accomplished, you are chosen. Amen? Can we stand and worship?
it's okay if I speak for you, but and if you need to correct what I'm about to say about you, you're welcome to. The way that I see it, Taylor's a feeler. She feels what's happening in the room. She feels what's happening in our heart. So when she's singing a song that there is no words for, it may be something that she's feeling in herself, but I personally think it's more of an invitation of what God is inviting each one of us into, no matter where we are in our walk or where we are in life, or there is a swirling in the spirit. I'm not trying to be too overly explaining all this. I just feel like we are geared to worship with someone else's words. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with singing a song that someone else wrote. But it's uncomfortable just a little sometimes whenever things go off that track a little bit. We're kind of like, what is going on? How do I, like, respond to this? What am I supposed to do with this? How do I enter into this? Here's what I would encourage you. If you're struggling with this, or you're like, I'm not sure what that was all about, I'm not sure what to do with this or how to respond to this, the easiest response is yes, Lord. Right? Like, just posturing yourself in surrender. You don't have to have words to worship. Worship is a posture of your heart. So sometimes that's hard for us because we want direction or structure or whatever you want to call it. So, but I also don't want to take for granted that everybody just knows this. Like, this is, you know, wow, the computer person's really messing up. They're not putting any words up there at all. I don't know what they're doing. You know, that's not the case. The case is the Lord is just trying to reach into each one of our hearts right where we are. And He uses people to be His hands, His feet, even His voice sometimes. So what we do with that is what's important. That we don't go, I don't like this, or I don't understand this, or it's like, I don't understand what's happening, but Lord, yes. Whatever you want to do, whatever you need to do, I posture myself in humility. I posture myself in surrender for you to do and accomplish in me what you designed to do today. Can you receive that?
Lead you in your finances.
desire our heart, and He does desire to be free in all areas. You can give online, AK Bridge of Hope. There's boxes in the back. You can write a check out to AK Bridge of Hope. Let's just continue to worship and give Him access to every area of your life. In this next song, the basket will be up here. There's freedom just to give as you are led.
Thank you. been some big words in there. Preeminence. The epitome of light. So when we sing a phrase that says, put your glory in me, how can that be possible? I think it's significant that Sarah started the morning with John 15. I'm the vine, you are the branches. We all know that part. But right away, verse 3, he says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken over you. Paul says in Ephesians, husbands, love your wives just like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify her and wash her with the water of the word. That doesn't happen unless we are a vessel that can be filled. A couple weeks ago, Zach spoke about the marriage in Cana, Jesus' first miracle. Remember that? The stone pots, he filled them with water, and as they poured them out, they were wine. John mentioned it a couple weeks ago about those pots were ceremonial pots for worship in the temple. And there's some debate as to what function they actually served. But the only water that could be used in the temple was living water. It had to come from the Gihon spring that sprung up out of the ground. You couldn't just go get water out of the pond. It was fresh, flowing, unending supply of living water. Well, Jesus took those stone vessels that had previously been used for hauling living water and put regular water in them, and suddenly, he didn't say anything, doesn't say he did anything, suddenly, because the master put it in the vessel prepared for use, it became transformed into something different, alive, the Spirit. We are vessels that have been washed by the water of the Word, but that's not just it. He has put His Spirit inside us. He has written it on our heart. We are now alive with Him. That's the whole thing of the vine. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken over you. I don't get clean because I make myself clean. I'm clean because the vine makes me clean. And when I sing a song that says, put your glory in me, that's not because I made myself some kind of glory thermos. I am washed by the water of His word, filled with living water that is now the Spirit of God alive in me. And none of that is possible without what is in your hand. The one who was the epitome of light, the one who spoke the world into existence, laid himself down on an altar for me. I have nothing in myself that can do any of this without His blood shed freely for my sin, without His body bearing the punishment that was due me. I cannot be a vessel that He can use. He provided the way. He provides the filling. He provides the life. All I do is allow myself to be a transformed vessel. We should thank Him, I think. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. To you, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, we say thank you. We bow before you. And any crown we may have, we lay it at your feet. And any ability that we may have, that we obtain from you, we give it back to you. We empty ourselves of ourselves so that we can be filled with your living water and your Spirit. Thank you for reminding us through these emblems this morning of what that cost you. It costs us nothing. It's simply a choice, but it cost you your very own Son, laid on the altar for me. May we never forget. May it never become small. May it always transform us into the image of your Son. We love you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you.